You're listening to SBS News.
Domestic or family violence has been labelled a national emergency, but campaigners in Australia want the country to move closer toward eliminating violence against women. Safe Steps is a 24-hour family violence crisis centre operating across Victoria. CEO Rita Butera says now is the time for urgent action.
We have one woman who is murdered a week in Australia, victim to family violence. And also we know that police are being called out in Victoria at least every 6 minutes and nationally every 2 minutes.
In New South Wales, there's a new police operation to target offenders. New South Wales Assistant Commissioner Mark Jones said perpetrators should be on notice.
We'll have all of our domestic violence police as well as our general duties police officers out there with our high-risk offender teams targeting those people that we know are out there committing domestic and family violence. If you are an offender, be put on notice. We're out there now working very closely. We take a zero-tolerance approach to domestic and family violence.
Researchers have identified a sharp rise in abuse against women during the pandemic. Natasha Stott-Despoja is the founding chair of Our Watch, an organisation that lobbies for government policy to address and eliminate violence against women.
The statistics are terrible, but we know that COVID has seen an increase in the rates of violence, the severity of this violence, and we've seen COVID weaponised within the home.
Financial pressures and confinement have played a role, something acknowledged by Prime Minister Scott Morrison as a concern of his at the start of the pandemic and related lockdowns in March.
Keeping people in homes where we know home is not always safe for a lot of women in this country. That was one of the hardest decisions we had to make.
Women of migrant or Indigenous heritage and those living in regional communities are at greater risk of family violence. In Sydney's West, a new service has been launched to deal with an increase of abuse in the pandemic. Translators and accommodation are available for people with specific cultural and faith-based sensitivities. Ella Moritakis is the CEO of SidWest Multicultural Services, a not-for-profit organisation that offers support for social issues among communities in Western Sydney. She says there are unique challenges for some women that make them less likely to flee an abusive home.
There is a fear of, women that have uncertain visa status. There is fear around isolation from their own community. There is also fear of the future in terms of employment.
The federal government has committed $150 million in a domestic violence support package, and the New South Wales government has announced a $12 million boost to be distributed among 100 frontline domestic violence services. Anyone struggling with issues presented in this story can call 1-800-RESPECT. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.